It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. You've heard of telekinesis, right? Making an object fly across the room using only your mind. It's cool in movies, but most scientists say there's no evidence it's real. But something very similar and very real may be on its way.
What we're hoping to do as part of our ongoing pilot clinical trial is to see whether we can take the signals that are still in the brain, in some ways still trying to get out, and to see if first whether it's feasible to record those signals that are related to intended movement and to use those signals to allow someone who's unable to move their own limbs to, for example, control a cursor on a computer screen.
That's Dr. Lee Hochberg. He's a researcher at the Providence VA Medical Center and director of the BrainGate 2 trial at Massachusetts General Hospital. BrainGate is all about using an implanted device to translate signals from the brain into actions in the real world. Hochberg's work is based on years of research on the brain's motor cortex.
We've learned enough at this point about this part of the brain to begin to listen to the cells in that part of the brain, or the neurons, and to see if we can decode or figure out what those changes in activity patterns in those brain cells might mean.
Hochberg says the breakthrough for BrainGate came with the first participant in the trial. He was in his 20s and had a cervical spinal cord injury. Couldn't move his arms or legs.
Early on in the trial, when he first tried to move his hand, we could see the cells in this part of the brain firing away. And when I say see them, what I really mean is we're looking at the computer screens, we're seeing the amplified waveforms of neural activity, we're listening to what those waveforms sound like.
Relax. Now imagine you're opening your hand.
As soon as we heard and saw those cells firing away when he tried to move his hand, we knew that we were going to be able to take that signal and begin to decode it so that he might be able to control a device such as a cursor on a computer screen.
What's the best that could be hoped for out of this technology? Like, what's the ultimate dream of what this can do?
One of the real dreams for the research, not what we're focused on in our current pilot clinical trial, but what we all hope this field will lead to in the future, is to one day reconnect brain to limb, and to send those signals recorded by BrainGate or other technologies down to what are called functional electrical stimulation systems so that that person will be able to indeed reach out and pick up that cup of coffee much like they did prior to their injury or disorder.
Dr. Lee Hochberg, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.
You can read more about BrainGate at marketplacetech.org. You can also read our blog there and sign up to get a daily email about what's going on in the world of technology. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you may have missed.
John, you ever have that problem where you try to send an email to one person, but it accidentally goes to somebody else with a similar name?
Sure. At best, it's awkward, and at worst, it is absolutely horrible.
Well, Google sees that problem and wants to help with two new features to Gmail. They're called Got the Wrong Bob and Don't Forget Bob. And What About Bob is in the works. Well, these features work with emails you tend to send to the same recipients every time. So Got the Wrong Bob spots a name that might be a little off based on what names are normally grouped together.
Like, didn't you mean to put Bob Johnson on there instead of Bob Smith?
Right. The other feature, Don't Forget Bob, suggests names you would normally include so Bob doesn't get left out.
It's a nice feature, but do they have any plans to expand it beyond people named Bob?
John, it works for every name.
As long as it's Bob?
No, it really doesn't matter.
I just don't see why Bob gets such preferential treatment.
Ugh,
what makes
John,
Bob so
look,
special? If they just open it up to Tom and Sue.
Never mind.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.